Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 28th to the July 4th, 2014. Three Palestinians were killed this week due to Israeli army and settlers' attacks. Meanwhile, a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel may end the army escalation against the coastal enclave. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops injured one international supporter and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as they attacked anti-wall protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
Palestinians organized protests against the settlement activities and the construction of the wall on their land in villages of Bil'in, Na'lind and Nabit Saleh in central West Bank, as well as in Masra village in southern West Bank. One international supporter was injured, another arrested by Israeli troops, and many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. Israeli troops stopped the protesters at the entrance of Nabi Saleh village before they reached the confiscated land. They forced them to the retreat as they showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. In Bil'in and Na'lin, people managed to reach the Israeli wall. In the village of Al-Masra near Bethlehem, residents were forced back by Israeli troops stationed at the village entrance. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Mr. Jal.
Hamas leaders in Gaza hinted at the possibility of a ceasefire deal with Israel. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah urged world leaders to intervene for preventing further Israeli attacks on both Gaza and the West Bank. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
Hamas MP in Gaza, Mushir al-Masri, said this Friday that his Islamist party would likely reach a ceasefire agreement with Israel after Egyptian intervention. The situation on the ground has been steadily getting tense after Israel carried out dozens of airstrikes against Gaza in what Israel says halt of rocket fire from Gaza into nearby Israeli areas. This week, Palestinian armed factions in the coastal territory fired scores of rocket fire into nearby Israeli areas in what the armed factions, including that of Hamas, says a response to continued Israeli military actions against the Palestinians and the West Bank. Also this week, world leaders, including Ban Ki-moon of the United Nations, David Cameron of Britain, John Kerry, U.S. Secretary of State, and Angela Merkel of Germany, all condemned the kidnap, brutal murder, and burnout of a Palestinian teen boy in Jerusalem by illegal Israeli settlers. Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas called on international bodies to intervene in order to prevent further Israeli actions against the West Bank after three missing youth settlers were found killed near the Hebron city. Israel has so far rounded up hundreds of Palestinians. Two-thirds of them belong to the Islamist Hamas party, which Israel accuses of kidnapping and murdering the three settler youth last month. Israel says its actions will continue in Hebron until perpetrators of the attack on settlers are detained. Right groups condemned the actions as collective punishment. Hamas insists it has nothing to do with the killed three settlers. At the internal Palestinian level, the former Hamas government in Gaza said this week that the recently formed technocrat government that replaced both Gaza's and the West Bank's governments in light of the Hamas-Fatah unity deal has not yet lived up with its commitments to the Gaza Strip. Hamas's deputy political leader in Gaza, Musa Abu Marzouq, was quoted as saying that such a situation would likely prompt Hamas to take care of the people in Gaza away from any unity deals. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Two Palestinians were killed this week by Israeli settlers and army attacks targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile, one man was reported dead and at least 14 civilians were injured in Gaza by Israeli continued bombardment. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
Hundreds marched on Friday in the funeral of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Khdir at Shafat in occupied East Jerusalem. Later, clashes erupted between local youth and Israeli soldiers, leading to at least 16 injured youth by Israeli troops, gunfire and tear gas. Abu Khdir was kidnapped and killed, then his body was burned by Israeli settlers on Wednesday. Shortly after his body was found, clashes erupted all over occupied Jerusalem between protesting Palestinian youth and Israeli soldiers. As a result, 300 Palestinian youth were left injured. The clashes continued all week. Meanwhile, a Palestinian man was shot and killed on Tuesday by Israeli soldiers during an army invasion targeting the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Israeli soldiers assassinated Ibrahim Abu Zaga, 21, after they infiltrated into the Jenin refugee camp. The young man was returning home, carrying food for his family to eat before starting their fast, as the Muslims are marking the holy month of Ramadan. Abu Zaga was instantly killed after being struck by several rounds of live ammunition fired by the undercover forces. All week, Israeli settlers groups tried to kidnap Palestinian civilians and kill them. Incidents were reported in Jerusalem and in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The settlers are holding Palestinians for the three killed youth and calling for revenge killings during protests they staged in Jerusalem or online social media outlets. Moreover, Israeli daily invasions continued to target West Bank communities this week. Israeli troops have kidnapped at least 100 people during those attacks. Palestinian medical sources also reported that at least 30 people were injured during the clashes between local youth and invading Israeli soldiers in the West Bank. Elsewhere, Israeli aerial and ground bombardment continued to hit the Gaza Strip. One Palestinian was killed and two were injured on Sunday evening after being struck by an Israeli missile east of the town of Al-Qarara, northeast of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Local sources said that an Israeli drone fired a missile targeting a Hamas fighter while driving his motorcycle, killing him and wounding two bystanders. At least 10 Palestinians have been injured on Thursday at dawn in a series of Israeli airstrikes targeting different parts of the besieged Gaza Strip. Medical sources said that 7 Palestinians, including 3 girls and an elderly woman, have been injured when the army fired missiles into Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. They were all moved to the Kamal Adwan Hospital. 3 more Palestinians were wounded when the army fired missiles into Al-Makkusi residential towers areas northwest of Gaza City and were moved to the Shifa Medical Center. 4 more civilians were injured when the Israeli Air Forces carried out, on Thursday before dawn, more than 34 airstrikes targeting different areas of the coastal region. The attacks caused excessive property damage. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 28th to July 4th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.